right, let's get it in.
All right, man. So talk to me, man. Talk to me about, from your perspective, what it's your spiritual awakening or your perspective on a spiritual awakening or whatever comes to your mind when these two words come together.
When they come together, it's kind of like synergy, if you think about it in layman's terms. Most people don't realize, man, life is a lot more simpler than people make it. They kind of put a lot of pressure on themselves.
And yeah, yeah.
That's when life becomes unbearable and people are always stressed out. Like, you have to kind of figure out where you're going and how you're going to get there. If you don't try to figure that out, then you're just aimlessly moving through the planet at all points in time. And I try not to do that at any point in time during life.
Yeah. So giving yourself direction, what is it that you do so you're not aimlessly moving through universes and not aimlessly moving around your energy? What is it that you do to focus your energy and move in the direction that you do and that you want to?
It's more of a meditation thing than anything else. Because if you can't sit by yourself and be with yourself, how can you be with other people?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. I could not 100% agree with you. That is truth. So,
what you washing dishes, dude?
Dude, I am washing dishes. I am.
It sounds like you're washing dishes.
Man, I'm a multitasker.
That's a great thing. That's a great thing.
Absolutely. I don't believe in wasting a trip. You know what I mean? Like, I'm making a trip somewhere.
Yeah, do it all at one time and get it out the way.
Exactly. The more energy I can move in every action, like the more focus I put into every action, more intent that I put into every action, the more I get out of it, the experience. You know what I mean? So I'm always trying to complete and do more intention in every action that I conduct, you know? So I'm from Northwest Wisconsin, man.
Okay, I live out in PA, like close to the Ohio borderline.
Nice, nice, man. I lived out in Ohio for a while, out in what was it? I was there for a really short stint. There's a bunch of hotels and a bunch of resorts.
That's everywhere here, man, because it's kind of like the country. So,
Sandusky.
Sandusky.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's where that dude, he was the rapist, dude.
Rapist, dude? What?
Yeah. It's named after his family. He was the coach for the football team, and he was raping the dudes on the team.
Oh, no. No, no. That is some.
Yeah, his name is Sandusky. Yeah.
Wow. Ooh. Well, that's creepy.
But anyway, let's get back to awakening.
All right. Focusing back on the awakening, man. So where do you think you're at with your awakening, man? Where are you at consciously?
Consciously, I'm fully awake because I listen, I absorb, and I'm able to take in a lot of things. Don't realize that's happening around them. But physically, like, to struggle just like everybody else, man.
So
my job is just to awaken everybody, man.
Absolutely, man. I think that's kind of a responsibility everyone has for one another, is making sure that we're all 100% in truth with one another, and that we're constantly pushing one another to awaken, to spiritually evolve, to mentally evolve. And man,
but nobody wants to do that anymore, Mike. You have to remember that everybody wants to be their own person, and they all want to be say I'm doing this and I'm doing that, but people don't realize the greatest people in the planet were all a team at one point in time.
Absolutely.
If you can't work with a team, then you can't do anything and you won't do anything and you'll just keep going into a spiraling effect.
Yeah, okay.
And people don't realize that. I mean, it takes trial and error, and I understand that. But when you've done the same thing over and over, it's just like people going to jail. It's like you doing the same thing over and over and over. Did you not learn anything from your experience?
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like that. Like, I'm from the hood, so I understand. Like, but I try to overstand things. I don't want to understand it. I want to overstand it.
You don't want to understand others?
Yes, I don't want to understand anything. I want to overstand it. I want to have the supreme knowledge of what is going on in my cipher at all points and times.
Okay, absolutely.
Hold on one second, bro.
All right, go for it. I'm still here.
All right, I'm sorry about that. I had an important call coming in on myself.
No. It's absolutely fine, man. Absolutely fine. Man, I love what you're saying. I mean, I love hearing people speak their truth from their own perspective, their own imagination. You know what I mean?
No. You said imagination, so that means dreaming.
You're breaking up a little bit here, buddy.
I said, you said imagination, so that would allude to the fact that I am dreaming.
How do you know you're not dreaming?
We all are living in a conscious state of a conscious dream state.
Okay.
I'm quite sure you know that by now.
Well, yeah. I would say everyone is on their path to a spiritual enlightenment, to be enlightened. Where you're at, I mean, for anyone, is impossible to perceive another one where they're sitting on that path. From my perspective, if I may speak, is that we're all, man, grains of sand on a mountain. So some of our perspectives are a little higher, some of us are a little lower, but in the end, we all make that mountain. You know what I mean? Together, we're all on that playing field, on that even playing field, because we are one consciousness. We are one. You know what I mean?
That's where it goes back to where I was saying. People don't want to be a part of a team. They don't understand the bigger picture.
Go ahead.
Themselves.
And yeah.
It just becomes painstakingly headachy. Even the word.
hey, here, man. We use all sorts of words here.
How long you have the channel, bro?
A week and a half, man. A week and a half.
Yeah, it's been long for me too. I've just been testing it out because me and my guys, we got a show we're gonna call the Bong Show, and Show.
Okay. So yeah, tell me a little bit about your show.
Smoke. The marijuana is legalized out here and all that. So we smoke. We sit around. Okay. We have very intellectual conversations about things that most dudes that's not going to talk about. And we try to get them awoke. You know, the Alex Joneses and all that stuff. And we just have general conversations about everyday things, but we smoking.
Yeah.
So we chilling and we just all hanging out. Everybody is kind of like a camaraderie. Everybody comes in and has their own little thing that they want to talk about. So we come in and we do the thing and we get it done.
That sounds very humbling, man. That sounds very nice congregation of people coming together and just, you know, speaking truth.
Yeah, have different people come every day. And then we're going to have the little local artists, if they want to have some music put on there. I got upload. Let them. Yeah, we're just going to make it happen, man, and try to awake everybody we can.
That's what's up, man. I feel that, man. I feel that.
I'm going to put you as my friend in here. I don't even really know how to work this thing yet.
I've just been telling everyone, you can just favor my podcast, man. Speak your truth. And then you can just reach out to me. You can reach out.
Popped up on my thing by mistake. You popped up while it was just searching. Yeah, so now I'm gonna figure out how to get you in there.
Yeah, man. Because
we got like 4 minutes left.
Yeah, yeah. So
all right, but let's get some more content done for these guys.
All right, all right.
Let's wake these people up.
Let's wake them up, man.
All right, people. Contrary to popular belief, everybody in the hood is not hood.
That's truth, man. That's truth. That's truth.
And everybody that's in the suburbs living a good life is not a good person.
That's truth.
There's a lot of things going on that most people don't even see every day. You need to open your eyes and just simplify things. If you look at things what they are, you're just going to look past it and you're going to think this is an everyday occurrence. Nothing is an everyday occurrence. Everything happens differently every day. It's about how you perceive it and what you see. If you don't see it, then it just moved right past you. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't realize that. Like, and I feel like an alien on this planet because, like, when I tell people, when I tell them things, it kind of creates a weird space, because now you think I'm crazy, or you realize that what I said was the truth, and now you're just weirded out. So,
oh yeah, man, that's you're pushing people's
I'm not trying to push my ideal on anyone.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And I'm not saying that you are pushing your ideas. But what happens is when you fully, authentically express yourself, man, you're shining. You're shining, and what you do is you shine that light upon people's darknesses. You know what I mean? Those places that they keep within themselves that are dark. So you bring that to the surface, man. And when they look into your face and they see that truth, they see that shine coming off you. Uh-huh. What are most people likely to do? They're most likely trying to put you out, trying to bring you down.
Trying to put my fire out.
Exactly. So it is in your best interest. It is in your everything you could do to continue shining. To continue being your most authentic self.
All right. Hey Mike, I don't want to cut you off, but we don't have much time. How do I save you as my friend?
Man, just I don't know how that all works yet.
Because the only thing I see on the screen is telling me finish and save.
All right. Well, after you get done with this podcast, right away, go to your search and type in speak your truth. Michael Starita, that's Starita.
Remember that name.
All right. And find me. Favorite my podcast, man. And we will do this again.
We're going to end up on some more podcasts, bro. And we're going to end up and we're going to kill it.
We're going to wake up a generation, my friend. We're going to wake up a generation.
Yeah, one step at a time, bro.
One step at a time. All right, brother. You take it easy now.
All right, I'm going to save your joint right now, and I'm going to see if I can send you a message.
All right, man. Sounds good.
All right, peace, bro.
Later.
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 Yeah. This is a PSA for all the whack niggas, all the bitch niggas, all the bitches niggas.
I don't know what the fuck y'all got going on out here, but we got to talk about this today. Yeah, I got my boy, my co-host, my brother. You know this nigga name. I ain't saying his name. He can say his own fucking name. I ain't even with the bullshit. Yeah, I'm out here though. And what's your name, nigga?
Tell him.
Yeah, that's his name. You. Y'all already know who that is. Yo. Nerdo in the building. Check it out. Yo, we about to talk about some real shit today. How we live in a little ass town and it's like two little townships and they like borderline to each other. And everybody out here is related to each other. But everybody out here is fucking each other. So doesn't that create what you call that shit? Genocide? Or what the, I don't know what the fuck they even call it. Ain't that how the retard babies get made? When the cousins fuck the cousins and the cousin become the cousin father and shit, man. These niggas bugging out here. Yo. And then the crazy thing is, this is the real point of this podcast right now. Because motherfuckers is out here fucking motherfuckers and burning motherfuckers and not telling motherfuckers. And that shit is fucked up. Tell me if you fucked me up. Because I need to get to the get down. And I need to figure out what the fuck happened. And I need to get the pills too, bitch. Like, what the fuck? That shit is fucked up. Yo, what you think about that, Nerdo?
Yeah, man. That shit ain't cool, bro.
Like, you going in the house?
You can't be out here getting burnt. This way you fucking strap up, my G.
Shit, motherfuckers don't be strapping, though.
Strap up.
Oh, look, somebody ain't trying. Yeah. Welcome back to the Bong Show. This your boy, B-R-O-C-K-S, one of the best. Yeah, I'm right back with it. You know how we do. I got a special guest with me, man. He came to tell me a story about some shit that had happened. And I was like, damn, homie, let me put you on the podcast because this shit crazy. I'm going to let him go from here. I'm going to let him introduce himself. And y'all guys enjoy this because this is funny as a motherfucker. Yeah. Gang, gang.
What up, Joe? What up, Joe? It's your boy, Young Tay. I'm in the building. All right, listen. So, I had this motherfucking cat, right? Cat named Simba.
Like, and he's Lion talking King. About a cat. Like, right, like
you know, a cat.
An animal cat, yeah. Not a homeboy. Yeah. A cat.
Yeah, it's my
the
cat.
Animal.
My pet.
Yeah.
So the motherfucking cat come in the crib one day when I'm on the couch. I'm cutting up some crack and shit. The cat jump up on the couch and shit. He get to having a stare off with me and shit. And the nigga was like arching his back up and shit. You feel me? So I'm looking at the cat like, what the fuck is you doing? You know what I mean? Like, what's That's up, crazy. Bitch? So when the motherfucker arched his back up too far, he was looking crazy. So I jumped at his ass, like tried to smack him. And this motherfucker like stood up on his back two legs and got to like swinging at me with his two claws and shit. You know what I mean? So nigga, I back away from the motherfucking couch and shit.
Nigga 1D'd you like, what
yeah,
up?
Like the shit was crazy, bro. So I put my motherfucking plate down. I put my crack down because I'm like, what the fuck is up with this cat? You know what I mean? The bitch snatch a piece of the crack off the plate, bruh, and run up the stairs. I swear to God, I ain't making this shit up,
yo,
bro. This
that's
is like,
crazy.
Hey, listen, right? This
nigga
shit
said
is.
The cat jacked
listen, right?
Crack.
The cat got down
ran
on me,
up
bro.
On you.
This motherfucker done ran down on
was
me.
Gonna give
paws
you the paws
out, nigga.
Literally.
This nigga was about to give me the paws, literally, bruh. He that's runs crazy. Off with the motherfucking piece of crack, bruh. He run up the stairs and jump out the window in my room. You feel me?
He took the crack and escaped.
Dog, it's like you can climb out on the roof and shit. You feel me?
He jacked
so the
you
cat
the
jump
state,
out on
nigga.
The roof and shit, right? This shit get deep, bro. Listen, so the cat done jumped out on the roof and shit. I'm trying to call the cat back in the crib because you know I'm not going out here on this motherfucking roof. You feel me? Like I'm not going out there. You know what I mean? So I'm calling the cat and shit like I ain't gonna do shit to him and shit. I'm like Simba, come here, Simba. I'm calling the fucking cat and shit. The cat just staring at me, right? Like this nigga ain't even moving. He just sitting there, nigga.
He already ate the crack.
No, I don't think he ate the shit yet. I think he got that shit in his mouth, right? But the nigga looking
crazy. Dissolving.
Yeah, and he looking crazy as hell, right? And he just sitting there, right? And he like shaking and shit. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this motherfucking cat? So I'm calling the bitch like, yo, Simba, well, come here, Simba, nigga. Come here, Simba. So the motherfucking cat won't come, nigga. Out of nowhere, nigga, it started raining hard as hell, he nigga. Like, boom! Hell no, this bitch ain't coming in the crib, nigga. You know cats don't even fuck with the rain like that, nigga.
They don't like to get wet.
This motherfucking cat was out here on this motherfucking roof, nigga. It was raining hard as hell. This bitch was like, soaking wet. He was on the roof.
He was like, I know I fucked up.
He was on the roof shivering, nigga. He never moved from that same motherfucking spot. I was trying everything to get this cat to come in the crib, nigga. I was trying everything to get this motherfucking cat to come in the crib, nigga. This bitch wouldn't come in, nigga. So finally it stopped raining and shit.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So finally it stopped raining and
I
shit.
I told y'all
right?
Niggas, man, this nigga was gonna tell y'all a crazy ass story.
I leave the motherfucking window open for the cat trying to get the bitch to come back in the crib and shit. When the bitch finally came back in the crib and shit, he just wasn't never right again. Like, the bitch was like...
Nigga was on crack overdose,
bro. Like, the cat was crazy, bro. Like, this motherfucker lost his mind. Like, he used to attack my pit bull. I had a pit bull named Osama, you know what I mean? The cat used to be plotting on the dog hard as hell, right? Like, this bitch used to, like, had and shit when he know the motherfucker coming. Like, he'd get low, you know what I mean? Or this bitch would climb up on the motherfucking mantle in the living room and shit and be up there like a statue, like for real. You know what I mean? Like that bitch would sit up there and would not move. He'd sit still in the motherfucker, nigga. And then when Osama come out the basement and shit, the dog would jump. I mean, the cat would jump down and motherfucking claw that nigga. You know what I mean? Like get the fucking him up and try to run and shit. He didn't try to fight him and shit. I had to stop Osama from killing the motherfucking cat, nigga. I got so many stories about these. I got so many stories, period, nigga. Like, you know, my life is crazy.
Yeah, that's my nigga Tay Rock right here.
I got so many.
Not the battle rapper, nigga, neither.
No, nigga, Detroit in the building.
But the D is in the building, fucking with the homie. You already know. Yo, whoever want to get on here, man, and talk about some real music shit. Or if you want to talk about some spiritual enlightenment.
I'm going to cut you off, bro. But you know what I'm going to talk about?
I know.
Bro? Don't you hate when a motherfucker be at your job and they ain't your supervisor, but they act like they're your supervisor? They just a regular motherfucker like you that be trying to tell you what to do and shit, bro.
Yeah, I hate that shit. That shit is crazy. I actually had an experience with that today at work. It was a regular white guy.
Who is he? He just work at the place, or is he like a
supervisor? I mean, he's like one of those old miserable people that you just have around you, and he does things like to make you feel like you're not doing as much as he's doing, and it gets to a point where you have to say something, or he will just keep bashing you, kind of like hazing. I think of it like hazing. You feel what I'm saying? Because the white people, that's what they do.
Right.
Like,
right.
They'll take you into college, bring you into their fold, but then they're going to beat your ass with a paddle. Yeah, you ain't going to fucking
always,
hit me.
You're going to always be a nigga.
And yeah, you ain't going to hit me. No.
Treat you as
I'm not
it
in.
It could be the most.
Not
the,
going
it,
for
it. It could be the white man that's on the low end of the totem pole that's still going to try to treat you like you beneath him. No matter where you go. And no matter where you at, it's going to always be racism around this motherfucker.
And it's subliminal. It's subliminal racism. They do it and they smile.
Like they told me, bruh, that
smile in your face.
The NAACP had came there and shit because he had gotten to it with somebody and shit.
Well, you know what was crazy? When I was at Warren Fab, when I was in Ohio working, yo, bro, when they fired me, I called them both. Because it's right downtown Farrell, the NAACP. They got their own chapter right there. And I was like, I've been racially profiled. I was about to sue them, but I found another job and I just...
I should have called the motherfuckers for this case, but that's a whole nother story, though. We ain't even going to talk about that.
We ain't even going to talk about that right now. We ain't going to talk about that right now. Mad this little stupid-ass headset. Don't work.
Nigga, I be at work with the beats on, nigga.
I had it on today.
I saw you with the hoodie on there, then you was extra covered up.
I tied my shit up. I was like, nah, you ain't catching the bye.
I ain't even gonna bob my head. I was in there like, can you feel it in the streets? And then daylight in the heat, it feel like summer. Yeah, I was going stupid. Yo, that's why my day, that's why he didn't ruin my day. This goes back to what we talking about. That white dude, like, he's just a miserable old white dude.
Oh, you ain't got to tell me. He didn't ruin my day.
No, we talking to the people right now.
No, I know.
So, but I understand you had your little brain tumor or whatever, and you kind of off and you kind of angry sometimes. Sometimes you the nicest person on the planet. And you come over, you give people stuff. Hey, you, woo, talk. Yeah, okay. That's cool, but you came out the Caucasus Mountains. So let's take it back to that. I told you to sit in that, in them caves and bend your back. That's why your evolutionary chain looks crazy. Because you went from here to boom, to boom, to boom. Now you can stand upright and you think you better than me? I just oversurpassed you and I ain't even been there 90 days.
And don't you've been there 17 years.
Like, and you've been there 17 years, you old whack ass, old Billy the Kid looking in the face ass nigga. Like, I don't play with these fucking people. And I'm not going to say white people because some of my best friends are white.
I'm not a racist motherfucker, so I'm going to say some white. I'm going to say white people white, because that's how I talk. No, I'm going to say cracker. White people because I want you to know who I'm talking about.
No, he's a cracker. He's not a white person. Some white people, which came from the Caucasoid Mountains, some of them are cool. You feel me? Like, some of them really riders. You feel me? And they understand the evolution of life, and they understand how to move through the streets. Like, dudes like him, he's just angry, and he's mad because he has an illness that he can't heal. Know what I mean? Like, I done heard him talk about smoking bud and all that shit. And I'm like, dude, that shit don't impress me. What you thought? You was gonna, since Tay Rock let you ride, nigga, you thought you was gonna talk crazy to the ball? Nigga, you nigga crazy, boy. Y'all nigga crazy, boy. I ain't even with that shit. I'm on my plow shit now, boy. Niggas better leave me the fuck alone, boy.
Nah, I couldn't do the arguing shit.
I didn't want to do it. That's why I didn't go up there when they had him in there. You feel me? And I said, you know what? I'm not going up there. And Dan was like, and he went up there and must have said, Robert said, he's not coming in there until he leaves. So when he left.
Yeah, that's that damn V2 rocking his shoulders. Like,
I'm going to spit my chew. I'm going to spit my chew. I'm going to eat deer meat too. These things, these things is crazy. Yeah. I'm going to spit my chew and then eat deer meat too. Yo, we about to make a mixtape about white people.
That nigga tried to feed me some motherfucking elk. Yeah, he tried to. I said, yo, what's up, this nigga?
Steak, nigga. Nah, hold on, bro. We got to put you onto the gang, boy. Nigga, hey, nigga, gang, nigga. That's Boom Gang, nigga. We be on these niggas out here, boy. If we see niggas slipping, we like, there you go. Nigga, Boom Gang, whole lot of gang shit. Yeah, shout out to that nigga. I hope he doing better because I heard he was almost about to kill himself or some more crazy shit on the internet. So shout out to Boom Gang, whole lot of gang shit. Word up. But yeah, back to what we was talking about.
And a quick shout out to Stanley Booker.
Yeah, the lawyer nigga.
Yeah, the attorney. He's a pretty good lawyer, man.
Yeah,
pretty
good lawyer. Black man. Killing this game like Pac-Man. Bow, bow, bow. I ain't going back to no jail. Fuck you mean.
But I got bars, though.
Without those bars, though. Ain't going back to them bars, yo.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, yo.
Yeah, man, this shit be crazy out here, man.
These niggas hate us, though. You gotta remember, we got R&B nigga. He pretty good. We got a couple of other niggas. These niggas just go in there and freestyle.
Who R&B nigga?
the other niggas, man. Like, all these niggas that be rapping. The only nigga that's kind of nice is fucking my nigga AJ, bro. Because he be singing. He in his own lane.
Nah, but there's some niggas that can rap too, though. Like, you ain't never heard...
the only nigga that sing.
There's niggas that can rap, though. Like, there's niggas that can rap.
Ooh, bro.
You ain't never heard the nigga Jump.
Nah, bro.
Jump got bars.
You keep saying that, and then... Nigga, you got bars, but nobody knows you got bars. The only
yeah, nigga like that these niggas really rap though, bro.
The
like,
only nigga that know you got bars is that dude.
He don't even really know I got
he
bars.
He said he did it one time. He said I remember. Yeah.
He don't really know I got bars. Yeah, I ain't really. I gave that nigga. Yeah, I gave him some short shit. It was like 8 bars.
Bro, stop. Don't even give nobody nothing else, man. We about to kill these niggas, man. And we gonna do the 2-1. Look, this is how we're going to kill them. We're going to do songs and have the songs done and the album's ready.
And I write singing songs, nigga. Me niggas too. Don't even know that, nigga. I hit you with some crazy shit I wrote, nigga.
Come on. Go ahead. I'll go. You go first.
Go ahead. You go first.
Nah, you go first. Yeah, you about to drop the soda. See, look, this nigga just dropped the soda all over.
I saved the soda. All right,
let's hear the singing part, too. I want to hear it. Let's go.
Damn, nigga, I ain't really trying to be singing this
nigga,
shit.
Nigga, go ahead, bro. You already put yourself out there. You on my podcast, The Bong Show. You already know everything lit out here. We out here smoking this cookie. Whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. All
right, come on. I'm going to give you this shit right quick, bro. This joint, I wrote this shit.
I'm going next.
I wrote so this shit. Like you. But this ain't like on wax or nothing. Like, this some shit I wrote, nigga. Just playing around, bro. Just playing around, you know what I mean? But this shit called 2 a.m., you feel me? Alright, so the shit be like, get up, it's 2 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, shit, hold on. Stop. Nah.
Whoa, whoa, bro.
Got this nigga go to church, and the nigga be in the church on some... Oh, that's how he about to cheat mode me right now. Nah, if he win,
sing in the choir, nigga.
Just don't sing in the choir.
I just go to church. No, I don't be singing in the church.
No. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You ain't doing that to me, boy. You could go ahead and sing it, but I ain't going next. Because that's some bullshit. I just heard you do that bullshit.
That's bro, it's just shit. A song, that's bro. It's just,
no, that's
I ain't even singing voice. The shit now, bro.
Church voice.
I ain't you even did singing church the voice, now, bro.
Nah, you tried to cheat on me.
I ain't even giving you the shit now, cheat. Bro.
That nigga had the cheat code in his pocket. Like, hold on, what is it?
That's crazy. You don't want to hear these bars, bro.
I want to hear it.
It's crazy. You don't
but
hear
you
these
can't
bars, bro.
Think that I'm coming behind that. But I'm gonna try too. Go ahead. I ain't scared. Let's go. Bong Show, we ain't never scared, nigga.
Bro, I can't sing for real, bro. That I really
shit,
can't,
go
bro.
Ahead, bro. Let me hear it. Because that shit sound... Yeah, I need to hear that. Because that shit sounded crazy, bro. Talking about I can't sing, but...
I ain't say but. I said, bro. I said, bro.
My mama gets to sing. You a Detroit nigga for real. You rock a nigga to sleep like a lullaby. You a... Sada baby nigga. You was like, look, you was like, pussy ass nigga. I'm gonna get into it. You gonna get into it? You had the baby in your hand.
You stupid.
Like, yo, this nigga crazy. He thought he was gonna super swag on me, y'all. But go ahead. I'm gonna let him
I
go.
I ain't even singing it no not more, bro. Cause cool, I had to work myself up to get to that point. Now to do the shit again. Like, I
but
can't
the
even.
The first
I,
two bars was crazy. So you gotta give it to the people, man. Come on, man. Just do the little, do half of it. Give them half. Because you already know that's going on the album. Ah! We swagging on these niggas,
bro. Fuck it, I'm gonna give you half of it, bro. All
right, go ahead.
All right. Get up, it's 2 a.m. in the morning. I got this feeling and it's growing. Lay back, spread. Spread your legs and keep them open. Tell me how you want it lit, lit. Oh. Slowly, I'm gonna take you to the deep end. I'm not, girl, I'm not stopping till you moaning. Lay back, spread your legs and keep them open. Tell me how you want it lit, lit. I want what's in those thighs. Can I taste what's in those thighs? I wanna eat it from behind. Let me get behind you, baby. It's 2 a.m. in the morning. That box of yours is calling. I just wanna lick it till your toes begin to curl. And that cat in you is roaring. I lick it without pausing. I just wanna eat it till you feel just like you're soaring. You're gonna feel just like you're soaring, you're soaring.
this nigga think he Chris Breezy out here, y'all. Nah. Yo, the nigga, he and then he hide it, and then be like, oh, I don't do nothing. Nah,
nigga,
nah.
I don't. I just be chilling, nigga, I don't do shit. That shit ain't even recorded, nigga. Can't
check this
even-
out. Safe and sound in the confines of my home, I find refuge amongst my own. The street hustlers, children, and customers all trying to get a piece of the bone. When times get hard and those we love don't trust in us, we lose faith and build hate, so don't fuck with us. Enough's enough, so please, Father, please carry us home, home, My whole community is overrun with street users, dope dealers, and loaded guns. It's a destiny for us to live in the slums, deal with man-made thugs they used to become. Another generation lost due to genocide. Instead of saying, can I learn? They said, can I ride? Papa told me, mama. Yeah, let me stop. I ain't even gone. I gotta stop, bro. Cause, yeah, you know how I give it up, man. We gonna stop this podcast right now because the temperature's hot. We gonna talk about some more content, and then we gonna get back at y'all, yo. We've been doing this for 20 minutes straight. Wow. Wow.
20 minutes?
Yeah, yeah.